Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It is Glenn the Outlaw here this Wednesday afternoon, October 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. You're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office doesn't have many cases where rope is stolen, but then this is not ordinary rope. A spool containing 1,200 feet of 1-inch rope was stolen from Mosaic property in the Bradley area of Southwest Polk County. If you have seen this rope or you have any other information that might be helpful in this investigation, please contact Detective Kelly at 863-499-2400. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or you can visit the website heartlandcrimestoppers.com and click on Submit a Tip. Or on the go, download the free P3 Tips app, P3 Tips, on your smartphone or tablet. You will always remain anonymous when you send a tip through Crime Stoppers, and you are eligible for a cash reward if your information leads to an arrest. The Wauchula Police Department has reported many lost dogs on their Facebook page. You can see photos of each dog and where it was found at facebook.com/Wauchula Police. Registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available now at $35, and it will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, submission of a complete program application, and necessary supporting documentation. Your jobs in Hardy County, the United States Postal Service in Sebring is looking for a holiday clerk assistant. Qualified applicants must successfully pass a pre-employment drug screening to meet the U.S. Postal Service's requirement to be drug-free. Applicants must also be a U.S. citizen or have permanent resident alien status. Fluent Cannabis Care in Zolfo Springs is looking for a trimmer and packager. You must be available on all weekdays, have a high school diploma or GED, and 2 years of horticulture or agriculture, packing, and trimming experience required. And Coker Fuel in Wauchula is looking for an operations manager. Working weekdays and a driver's license is required. 1 year of supervisory experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us.
Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Huachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Huachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Huachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Huachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Huachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity is 79%, heat index 94, winds at 11.5 miles an hour, the visibility was 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.03 inches of mercury. And your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Huachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:27 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news brought to you by Lindsay Irrigation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Given current COVID-19 conditions, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association Board of Directors has decided the Southeast Regional Fruit and Vegetable Conference is going virtual. Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association Executive Director Charles Hall tells the Georgia Farm Bureau while conditions may improve before January, most epidemiology experts predict preventative measures will continue well into 2021. He says time doesn't permit waiting any longer. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomes the introduction of bipartisan legislation to improve the marketing environment for cattle producers. Introduced by South Dakota Republican Representative Dusty Johnson and bipartisan co-sponsors, the Price Reform in Cattle Economics Act addresses several areas critical to cattle producers. Included in the bill are existing proposals to open new markets for state-inspected beef products and new provisions to aid producer-owned beef processing facilities and increase transparency in fed cattle transactions. The antitrust class action lawsuit alleging America's largest beef packers conspired to fix cattle prices has been dismissed. According to agrimarketing.com, federal judge John Tunheim issued his ruling last week and gave plaintiffs 90 days to file an amended complaint. Tunheim says the ranchers and consumers who brought the case do little to allege how the individual defendants acted, making it impossible to evaluate the alternative economic explanations offered by the meat packers.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
We're big fans of stability. It's not something you hear every day, but in an industry as volatile as agriculture, it's really good to know. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, we've been financing the needs of farmers and ranchers for over 100 years, through thick and thin, because we believe in what we do and who we do it for. So if partnering with a stable lender sounds good to you, give us a call. We'd be happy to help. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Cotton harvest is upon us, although progress still lags behind the five-year average.
And as we look at the cotton harvest, this could become important as a new tropical storm is brewing in the Western Caribbean, potentially heading for the Gulf Coast region of the U.S. later this week. But for the time being, as of October 4th, we are seeing 17% of the U.S. cotton harvested. That's slightly behind the five-year average of 20%, also behind last year's 22%.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. He says storms have played a factor in the areas that are furthest behind.
We see a number of states where the cotton harvest is at least 10 percentage points behind the five-year average pace. Most notably in Alabama, just 2% harvested versus 16%. Arkansas, 13% of the cotton harvested versus 29% on average. And Mississippi, 17% harvested versus 31% on average.
All of those states he mentioned have been hit by at least one tropical system over the past couple of weeks, creating conditions that make it challenging to get into the field. Rippey also noted that as of October 4th, 83% of cotton bolls are open, which is actually ahead of the five-year average.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of The McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With InServe, we're not top dressing in the spring anymore. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us another trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With InServe, the wheat's getting it rather than the wheat.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Shares in major U.S. airlines poised for gains after President Trump tweeted his support for a $25 billion relief package for the struggling industry and prodded Congress to take action. Airline stocks rose anywhere from 1% to 5% in pre-market trading as a result. Meanwhile, coronavirus impacts are now likely to reduce demand for new planes over the next decade. We get more details from John Scott.
That's according to Boeing, saying the reduced demand will remain long after experts expect a vaccine for COVID-19 to be developed. The company has updated its forecast for the airplane market and remains upbeat about long-term prospects driven by increasing air travel in Asia. Boeing, which along with Europe's Airbus, dominates the aircraft building industry, has seen orders and deliveries of new planes crumble this year. John Scott reporting.
And with business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Houston Astros are one win away from reaching the American League Championship Series for a fourth straight year. George Springer homered twice, and the Astros grabbed a 2-0 lead in the AL Division Series by downing Oakland 5-2. Not bad, Springer, for a team that finished two games under 500 during the truncated regular season.
Every team starts over again. It doesn't matter if you're the one seed or the eighth seed. You're in, and anything can happen.
Game three this afternoon, Tyler Glasnow struck out 10 to set a club postseason record as Tampa Bay beat New York 7-5 Tuesday night, even their AL Division Series at a game apiece. This man, reliever Nick Anderson, and three other Rays pitchers combined with Glasnow to strike out 18. A postseason record for a 9-inning game.
I mean, everybody in the pen's nasty, so everybody gets a lot of strikeouts, and I guess it's just something cool to hold the record. I think winning the game is more important than getting a bunch of strikeouts.
Game three tonight. This is Esser in Sports. Atlanta's taking the opener in their NL Division Series. The Braves trail 4-1 and 4-3 before erupting for 6 runs in the 7th of a 9-5 victory over Miami. Braves manager Brian Snitker says there was no cause for concern after the Marlins grabbed an early 4-1 lead.
As long as we got a strike left, we're pretty dangerous. And with a lot of the game, we got down, but with a lot of the game to work with, these guys couldn't score a lot of runs in a hurry, as we saw.
Game 2 this afternoon. The LA Dodgers used a 4-run 6 to win Game 1 of their NL Division Series against San Diego 5-1. Game 2 tonight. The NBA Final Game 4 goes to the LA Lakers 102-96 over Miami. LA up 3-1. The Heat's Jimmy Butler held to 22 points, is not ready to concede.
We just got to lock in on us, knowing that we can control a lot of these things, but our confidence ain't going nowhere. It's going to stay high. I'm going to make sure that it stays high, because it's going to have to be at an all-time high to get this next win.
Game 5 is Friday night. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: someone once said that the shortest period of time in America is the time between when the light turns green and when you hear the first horn honk. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.